Hello and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the only podcast made for Chicago real estate brokers by Chicago real estate brokers. My name is DJ Paris. I am your host. And today we are doing our Monday Market Minute with Carrie McCormick. So welcome, Carrie.
Hello, DJ. Thanks for having me.
She is the co-host, and I think you still hold the record as the most popular episode to date was the Carrie McCormick first interview that we ever did. So we're so glad to still have you on the show. And you just did this past weekend, you did your Shop with Carrie event. Can you tell the audience what you did there? Because I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. So one of the things I like to dabble in, of course, is Chicago fashion. And I've got some great friends in the fashion world here in Chicago. And so one of my favorite stores is called Sarah Jane. It's on Wells Street in Old Town. And the owner, her name is Sarah. She invited me and my clients into the store to do some special shopping. And it was fabulous, drinking mimosas, shopping, laughter, good time.
And you are also the Chicago Agent Magazine has designated you best dressed realtor in Chicago. So this was an opportunity for people to learn how you do fashion. So anyway, I think it's very cool. And also
fun
client appreciation event, I'm sure.
It was okay. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about what you see going on now in the market.
So the market's very interesting right now. I just want to start off with a little bit about our economy. And I think our news in general has had some, you know, positive influence in our market. And it's really kind of given our market a sense of calm for both buyers and sellers. Now, we all know that our stock market has soared. We're over 24,000, which is incredible. And that's making a huge milestone, and it's giving some certainty into this market, and that plays into our Chicago real estate market as well. Also, it doesn't hurt that our unemployment is at about, I think it's like at 4.1%, which is the lowest in the U.S. since December 2000. Another positive note that we have is mortgage rates. They have held steady. So we've got this historically low mortgage rate. We've got unemployment that's low. We've got our stock market that's over 24,000. Again, our news has been relatively calm, which is great. And it's helped our Chicago market. And obviously we're in December now. Typically our holiday months are very slow, but we've seen listings up 8.4% for, we call them detached homes, which is the single family home market. And new listings were up 18.6% for attached properties, and that's wow. The condo market and the townhome market. That's huge. Listings that went under contract increased also 19.5% for detached homes, and a little bit on the lower end, 5.1% for attached properties. But those numbers are huge for going into these winter months. Now, you know, our weather today, I guess, was 50 degrees and sunny. That helps keeps buyers on the streets. The sun is shining. People are out. They're looking for year-end deals. Our market's good.
And what do you see for the spring market?
So I am very optimistic about our spring market. I see that we're going to have a very healthy 2018. So right now, the sales forecasts for December and January suggests that we will have an increase in our market. And the price forecast also indicates a moderate annual growth as well. So I see some positive movement into 2018. Another interesting fact for those who have been around as long as I have, I've been doing this for almost 20 years, but we all remember the crash, the dreadful market crash. And according to CoreLogic, this is a company that provides, you know, information on the real estate market. There's something called the boomerang buyers. So these are the people who have lost their homes in the recession. And those people are a big part of our real estate market. So they lost their home, you know, back in 2008, 2009, and they're ready to enter the market again, hence calling them boomerang markets. So 7 years have passed since the peak of the foreclosures in 2010. And then also they will have passed the 7 year period of which the Fair Credit Report reports their derogatory information, and that'll be removed from their credit reports. So again, they lost their homes due to, you know, foreclosure, hit their credit report. 7 years has passed. Now that information gets wiped off their credit report, and that's all going to hit them in 2018, which means there could be a potential 1.3 million buyers entering the market next year.
Wow. So great opportunity to educate those buyers, or obviously, and obviously sell homes to them, but awesome.
It's good.
What are you doing in December? I know a lot of brokers tend to think the activity is much slower. It doesn't seem like that's the case for your business. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing to wrap up the year?
Well, I'm really, you know, business as usual. I'm still hosting open houses every weekend, sending out my mailers, doing online targeting, calling people. I'm acting as if it was, you know, spring market. You know, we've got buyers out there. I've got inventory to sell, and the phone keeps ringing. So we're going to keep pushing through the end of the year.
Well, there's no surprise in your answer, for me to hear that. And it's nice to hear that you're going as per usual. And it really brings us to a great question that you can answer better than anyone. So we had one of our listeners reached out to us. This is a Keller Williams agent who wrote a really nice, said really nice things about both you and I, but also had a question. And he said, I'm getting to his question here, was about open houses. And he said he needs some help with them, not with open houses in particular, but what to do afterwards. So he says, and this is him asking, I do a ton of open houses, probably about 30 or 40 a year, and have gotten some good leads off of them, but I'm having trouble converting them into clients. Once I do a buyer consultation, I know I'm good, but it's getting to that point that's difficult. I'd love some agent insight. So can you talk a little bit about what you might suggest to him?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got some good suggestions for him. So I do a ton of open houses. Today, I did two open houses for my clients. And they can be tricky about picking up buyers, though, because I feel that when I'm working an open house, I'm there to service that property. I'm there, every lead or person that comes in to that property, my job is to sell that property that I'm on or I'm at. You know, I want to, you know, do my job about that. But as I qualify the person and you're talking to them, if they clearly state that that property is not for them, you know, then I go into my pitch about helping them, you know, and be a buyer representative for them. So again, first and foremost, my goal is always to sell the property that I'm at. But if the client, you know, states that this isn't a good fit for them, then I can go into my, you know, representing them as a buyer's agent mode. So to answer his question, you have to provide value, right? Because they're there and you're the professional in the business. So you have to listen intently, listen to what they want, you know, ask probing questions, listen to that what they want. And then again, we have to provide value and service to them. So, you know, answer their questions, again, providing value to them. Offer follow-up with them of off-market properties. You know, that's one unique thing that us as agents can offer that they cannot get online, that they can't get, you know, browsing stuff from their home. Offer, you know, pocket listings. So again, offering value to them. And then follow-up. You know, once they leave the property, you know, because you only have so much time with them face-to-face, and I always think you've got a minute, you know, to sell yourself, and that's what you have to do. And then follow up, make sure you've got their contact information, follow up with them, not once, not twice, not three times. You follow up with them until, you know, they respond to you. And if they, you know, don't want your services, that's, you know, then they say that, but I would keep following up with them and continue to provide value and offer them solutions to properties that they are looking for, that they stated to you.
Well said. Yeah. Take notes when you're talking or listening to those people, and then follow up and keep following up until they tell you to till they tell you to get lost or they decide to meet
kind
with
of
you.
Yeah, I mean
so for my marketing idea of the week, and I've not run this by Carrie, although I briefly mentioned it before we started taping, and I'll be very curious to get her take on it because she'll be able to tell me if this is a good idea or not. But I was thinking about the financial advisor company Edward Jones. So Edward Jones competes with Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Smith Barney, all of these financial advisor companies that are looking to get investments for people under their management. And one of the ways that Edward Jones really distinguished themselves from all the other firms is they would coach their financial advisors to go door to door and literally knock on doors and say, "Hey, I'm with Edward Jones and I want to manage your money." And I thought that was particularly interesting. It's certainly not for the faint of heart. And I thought, well, how could a realtor, and by the way, people who are Edward Jones financial advisors who have done that have actually had a lot of success over the years. Realtors, I was starting to think, well, how could maybe a broker do that? And I thought, well, here would be a real soft way that I might do it if I were wanting to try that approach. And I think it's not a terrible approach. So what I would do is if I got a listing in a neighborhood, I would want everyone else in that neighborhood to know that I was in the process of selling so-and-so's home. So I might knock on every door and very politely say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. Just wanted to introduce myself. I'm DJ. I'm in the process of selling your neighbor's home, and you'll probably be seeing me come and go from time to time. And I just wanted to make sure you knew who I was. And by the way, if you ever see anything unusual going on at the home, it's my responsibility to make sure the home's, in good order. And if you ever see anything strange over there, please, here's my card, give me a call. I'd be happy, to get that information." So I just thought you could go to every home in the neighborhood, knock on the door very politely, and you're not specifically saying, "Oh, by the way, if you need help buying or selling, I'm your person," although you could always say that too, but it's a real soft way to be able to say, "I just wanted to introduce myself." So Carrie, I wanted to get your thoughts on what you liked or didn't like about that.
Well, I love that idea, to be honest. It is very time consuming, I can tell you that.
Sure.
To knock on doors, and I've done it. I've had doors slammed on me. I've had dogs chase me. You've got to be careful, though, because a lot of properties here in Chicago, are either, gated in front and you don't want to trespass. You don't know if someone has a dog. So again, just be cautious doing it, especially just from a safety standpoint. But sure. I've had some very positive response, from the neighbors, because it shows that I care. It shows that I'm hardworking. It shows that my, interest obviously is to selling the property and protecting the property as well. So it does definitely put you in a spotlight, and it also can yield some additional business down the road. Also, what I've done is just knock on doors in general. So if there's a street that I have, like a client's like, "Oh, I love Magnolia Street. I'd love to have a house on that street." I will literally knock on doors and let them know that I have a client that's interested and give them my card.
I love that. So you're basically knocking on doors saying, "I have a client that is looking for homes on the street. Just wanted to introduce myself." Mm-hmm. I think that's brilliant. Yep.
It's very time consuming, sometimes weather related as well. You don't want to go out in the worst weather, but it's something different, and people do appreciate that face-to-face connection.
Awesome. Well, that is going to wrap up our Monday Market Minute for 2017. We're going to have Carrie all next year as well. Carrie, by the way, if anyone is out there who wants to work with you and would love you to help them buy or sell a home, what's the best way they can reach you?
Absolutely. That's great. So I'm Carrie McCormick. I'm with App Properties. I always answer my phone. So please call me at 312-961-4612, or you can email me at Carrie, Carrie, at atproperties.com.
Also, I want to give a plug to your Instagram account, because you have an incredibly impressive Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
It's Carrie McCormick Real Estate.
Yeah, follow it. It's really, really good. All right, Carrie. Well, thank you so much. And we, Carrie and I, would like to thank everyone for listening. We have about 5,000 of you now that are listening, and we appreciate it. And send us your questions. Let us know what you know, in other information you want Carrie to talk about next year. I'm excited for 2018.
Me too. Thank you.